You're holding up Yud Dalar Amid Beis, the bottom, by Tana Rabbonin.
Around 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbonin, Arbo Nichnusu Bapardis. Four Tamid Chomim Choshva people went into the Pardis. Exactly what the Pardis is, Rashi says, Nichnusu Lepardis means Olu Lerikia Ayidei Shem. So Rashi learns Poshid Ayidei Shem of Hashem that took a jet and went up to Shemayim. He went into Shemayim to the Rikia. Tosis learns Nichtzul Lepardis means Kagoin Ayidei Shem, the same thing. They said Hashem's name and they, so Tosis learns V'loi Olu Lemalo Mamish. It doesn't mean the Mamish went to the Shemayim. Elohayeniru Lehem Kumay Sholu. It looked as if they were in the Shemayim. V'chaim Pirish Baruch. So get to some Achleikis. Rashi's Mashma Mamish Olu Rikia. They went up to Shemayim. These are four people that, when they were alive, they went up to see what's doing in Shemayim. They saw the Malachim in Shemayim. These are the four people. Ben Azai, Uben Zoyma, Achar, Rabbi Akiva. These are the four people. Omalem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to them like this. Kishate magia meitzel avnei shayish tor. When you come near a tor dika avnei shayish, a marble stone that's tor. So Rashi says it means mavik kemayin slulim. Was bright like pure water, clean water. Is al toimru mayimayim. Don't say the word mayimayim. Rashi Yeshkan, Eich Nelech. As if to say, I'll tell you my Mayim, Yeshkan is water here, where should I go? Mishum Shinem, but the Pasuk says, Doiver Shkorim lo yichonu neged enoi. People that say lies, it won't be clear in front of them. So the Rach explains here, there's a place in Shemayim that looked like water, but really it wasn't. So if you say for water, water, it looks like you're saying a sheker there. Some place in the Shemayim. Was Eitzel Avnei Shayish Tor, they shouldn't say like where we should go, they're for water. But Ben Azai, what happened after these four people when they went up to Shemayim? Ben Azai hitzit sumeis. Ben Azai looked and he died right away. Trashi hitzit l'sara shchino, he looked at the sara shchino and his dovka nafshe b'ashem and he was meis. And all of a kosovayim on him the Pasuk says, Yoko b'yeni Hashem ha'mov salachasidov. It's nice in the eyes of Hashem, the Mis of Chasidim. His Ben Azai was Dovik Pashem, and that's why he was Mace. Ben Zoyma, the next one is Ben Zoyma, hits it, he also looked at the Shechina, Venifka, and he got hit. Trashi Nitrafor Daitoi, he like lost his mind when he looked at the Shechina. The Yolo Bakos of Oyman, him the Pasuk says, Tvash Motsosa, Echo Dayecho, Pentis Beini, Vahakesoi. That you have sweet honey, you eat it, and you have plenty of it, and you fill yourself up with it so much, you'll vomit it up. Like here, he looked at the Shechina, and because that was literally for Daitoin, he lost his mind. Achor, Kitzas Benetiyos. Achor will soon see the whole story about Achor. He became a Rosh afterwards. He came down, and he came like an Apikoris, and he was Kitzas Benetiyos. A Rosh like he cut down the Netiyos. Anything that was grown, he cut it down. Like all the schusim, all the Torah that he learned, he cut down afterwards, it became like an apikoros. Rabbi Akiva Yotze B'Sholom. Rabbi Akiva is the only one that came down from Shemayim, and he came out still in peace. Shalu as Ben Zoyma. So he asked a shalom to Ben Zoyma. Mahu l'srusei kalba. If you have a dog, can be mesaris him, mean castrate him, take off his beitzim. Are you allowed to do it to a dog? Shalashi mahu l'srusei kalba. The ik is not to do this to an animal, says by a carbon. So maybe only an animal that's kosher for carbon. A dog, we know, is possible for carbon. And even the chalipah, if you exchange a dog for another animal, that animal is also possible for the carbon. So I was a shayla, maybe there's no isser, maybe still it's osser. So he answered back, the Pasuk says, "Uvi artzachem wesasu." In your land, don't do it, don't castrate an animal. So he darshan kol shab artzachem wesasu. Any type of an animal in your land, you're not allowed to do. So even a kelev also is an isser to misaris a kelev. Vayta, sholu es ben zoyma. They asked another shal in front of ben zoyma. Pesula sheibro malo kain godel. We know there's a mitzvah, Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a psula and not a bula. So the question is, let's say you have a psula, nobody lived with her, but she became pregnant. Well, what's the case? So Gemara says, Micha Shinu L'Shmuel. Are we afraid from Shmuel or not? So Rashi learns Besula Shibra Malakan Godom. Via Mera Shiyim Sula Besulim. She says she still has Besulim, and even though she's pregnant, she still has Besulim. Inami Kohen Godu Nosa, or else the Kohen Godu married her. For Lo Yoda she Muberis, and the Kohen Godu did not know she's Muberis. Umotso Lo Besulim. V'yachakach Nimsos Muberis Mal Lekaima, v'shem Besulim Miyam of Yikach. She is pregnant, but she still has the Besulim. What's the law? Could a Kohen Godu still stay married to her now?
It's interesting that Shmuel, before Shmuel...
Samara says, Shmuel. So we hold like Shmuel's halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Yochol ani livol kama bilois bloidam. Shmuel said when his Ava went into his wife, he was able to do it in a way that it wouldn't break the besulim. He could go like sideways on the side. He's able to do it to be a boki, not to break the besulim. Strashi yochol ani livol shoyaboki biatia vizunami nivelas kain. It could be shy, a person can be a boki to do it sideways a little bit, not to break the besulim. So that's the shayla. So if this happened, avad she has a shame bula already, and she's also to the kohen gadol. That's one side. I do, maybe the shmul shchicha. Avad if it's not shchiach shmul talocha. So we'll soon see. So then, how did she become pregnant? We'll soon see how. Omel who he answered back, the shmul shchicha. For that, we're not afraid. That's not shchiach. Like if a person lived with her, it's most probably that he broke up psulim. And since this isha still has a psulim, it's a right that a man did not go into her. See, if so, how did she become pregnant? Maybe she became pregnant through a bathtub. In other words, there was zera of a man in the bathtub, and the zera went into her, and because that she became pregnant. So in such a case, she's still called a psula. She'd be mutter to a kohen gadol. So that's the shalom. Anisha that's pregnant, and she still has a psulim, are we afraid that really a man went into her, just did it sideways like Shmuel can do it, and she, he didn't break up psulim, but she has a shame, a bula then, and then she would be also to a kohen gadol, or else bambati, and then she's still called a psula, she'd be mutter to a kohen gadol. Rashi says bambati means, kli shereichtsim boi kol aguf, like a bathtub. V'yeshloima she'atiyach she'omodim shechvazera. A man left the shechva zera there. And then when she took a bathtub, the zera went into her, and that's how she became pregnant, and then she would be mutter to a kohen gadol. I forget the Gemara Kasha of Yoma Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kol shechva zera sheina yura kecheitz, eina mezras. Any shechva zera doesn't come out of the body. That's not yura kecheitz, means it has to shoot out of the body. That's the way it's mezras, then she can become pregnant. But when it comes out of the man, just dripping out, not yurik chetz, doesn't shoot out like an arrow, it can't be masras, it can't make the isha become pregnant. So who here the kasher is, if the zera is just floating in from the bathtub, it's not coming shooting out from a person, l'chur, that should be vaday, that's not the case here. Because if so, she couldn't become pregnant then. So my answer is no. Mi koro nami yurik chetz sevi. That the Shmuel says, kol shichba zera shenur chetz, means it depends how it comes out of the man. If a shasit came out of the man and it was shooting out of the man, that zera is roi lahazriya. That's a zera that can make the isha fertilize. And therefore, if we went into the bathtub, and the lady the isha took a bath there, and the zera went into her, it's possible she could become pregnant from the zera, and therefore she could, impossible, she'll be mutter to a kohen gadol still. Like if you have a pregnant isha that has besulim, she would be, well, at this time, she would be mutter to the kohen gadol. With their mind, it wasn't through a bia, and therefore she's mutter to the kohen gadol. Trashi mikara kashi yotis minodim. Zika is told when it comes out of the person. When it comes out of the man, it came out yorek echeitz, then that zera could make the isha pregnant. Tana rabbonin. Maisa b'rav Yeshua ben Chananya. So maisa Yeshua ben Chananya, shoye oimed agabe mala barabais. He was standing atop of one of the steps in the harabais had a lot of malis. Malamilo, it's a lot of steps going up. There's a chamisha, 15 steps, a lot of different steps on the harabais. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was standing on one of the steps. Urua ben Zoyma, and ben Zoyma saw him. V'lo yomad melefonav, and ben Zoyma did not stand up for Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Is omaloi meyayin v'lon ben Zoyma. Like he said, where is this ben Zoyma? So Rashi says, meyayin tova v'yein libach torit. Like, I see your mind is like, you know, you're occupied, your mind. Like, you didn't stand up for me. What are you so busy about? So, Omar Loi, they said to him, Tzoifo Yisei Bemayim El Yoinim L'mayim Atachtoinim.
I'm busy thinking about the water that's lamala and the water that's lamato. And he said, V'ein bein zeh lezeh l'sholosh etzbois. You know, between the water that's in the skies and the water that's boritz, there's only three tvochim, three etzbois in between them of ad. That's all there is. What's the raya? Shinema, the pasuk says in Bereishis, V'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. That the ruach of Hashem was going around on top of the mayim. Ki yoino shemerachefes al boneho. Like a yoino pigeon that goes on top of her children. V'ena negas and doesn't touch it, but it's mamash right on top of it. So Mel is only three etzbois on top of it. So Rashi says, Soifo Yisi means Mizboine no Yisi the Maisa Bereishis. His Zoyma says, you have to excuse me, I was thinking about the Maisa Bereishis, how Hashem first created this world. That the Pasuk says, Ruach Lekim Rechepes Apnei Amoyim. So he says, V'ein B'nayim B'mokim Chiburin Mokim Kishre Kipa Sarekiya B'Karkam. There's a place that like a Rekiya comes close to this Karka, that they come out touching, and there's only three etzbois in between. That's all. That's this Lashon like a Yoino, that's Rechepes Abonim. Like a pigeon is going over its kids. Omalem Rabbi Yeshua LaTalmidov. Rabbi Yeshua told his Talmidim, Adayin Ben Zayman Bachutz. Adayin Ben Zayman is still outside. Let's say he's a little off. As he's still not with us. Like he yelled, he's making a mistake. Bachutz means he's outside, like an expression, like he's not with us.
Well, the Rach says, I think,
Right. So he didn't like this pshat. He said, Adayin Ben Zayman Bachutz, he's outside. Michti, let's see. The Pasuk says, V'ruach Elohim Rachefes Apnei Amoyim. Amos Hevi, when did this happen, this Pasuk, Bereishis Aleph Aleph? That's B'yom HaRishon, that happened in the first day. And Havdolah, when did Hashem divide the waters on top and above him? B'yom Shen Yudevi, first happened the second day. So you can't learn out from this Pasuk, V'ruach Elohim Rachefes, it's talking about the division between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. The division first took place on the second day. Dichsiv. It says there, Vayhi Mavdil Beimayim Lamoyim. So it's the wrong pasuk. Benzoimed Ashin is pasuk. Ruach Lakim, that's the wrong pasuk. But still he said, the Kama, how much is the difference between the waters on top and the waters on bottom? Om Ravachar Bayakov Kamole Nima, much smaller. Mamash the hair is wider than here. That's all the Kamole Nima. A smaller difference between the two of them. For Rabbanan Amr, the Rabbanan say, Ki Guda de Gamla. Like the amount of a bridge. Kula Gamrashi says, Kishe Mesadrin Levochim Shel Gesher. When you make the planks over a bridge, Zu Eitzel Zu, one next to another. Yesh Leite Reach Pintayin. There has to be some space in between one plank and the next plank. V'chein Glime V'chein Koster. The same thing. Also, very small amount, very small division between the Mayim Ayonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. Mazutra Vitema Ravasi Yama Kitre Glime de Prisi Adodi. Like you have two jackets, coats that are spread out one next to another. It's the same thing. You make them close together, but there's some space in between the two. That little space in between the two, that's the difference between the Mavdom Bein Mayim Lamoyim. The Yarmulan, some say, Kitre Kose de Schifi Adodi. Like two cups that are leaning against one another. Again, there's some space in between the two. Rashi's kafufim, they're bending over, leaning towards one another, but there's some in between. That's the space between the Mayim Ayonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. Yeah. Exactly what this means also, I'm not sure. Right. Kitzes Benetias. It says, Achor Kitzes Benetias. When Achor went up to Shemayim, and he looked upstairs in Gehenim, Ganedim upstairs, he was Kitzes Benetias. He like cut down the growing things, the netias. Is all about kosovayman. In the pasuk says, "Al titein es picho lachti es pesarecha." Don't let your mouth make your boss a duchatoyim. Mahi, what happened? What was the mice with Achor? Trashi Achor kitzes netias means kilkol ve'ivois kishenichnas lapardis. When Achor went up to Shemayim, when he went into the paradise, he became a kukla. He got room there. He like cut down the growing things. Since the Mora calls a Lashon, he went into the Pardes. Usually a Pardes means an orchard, so it says a Lashon that he cut down the trees, the young trees. In other words, when he went into Shemayim, he just cut his ties with Hashem, and he came down, Mekulkol, all ruined. What happened there, Mahi? What happened with Achor? The Maisa was Chazio Mitrunyo, he saw this Malach Mitrunyo, the Isyoyevle Rishusa Lemesev, that he had permission to sit down, or the Michtav Zachvosa the Yisrael. He had permission to write down the Schusim, the good merits of Klai Yisrael. Omer Sa'acha said like this, Gemira, it was learned to Lamala Lehevi Le Yeshiva, that in Shemayim the Malachim are now allowed to sit down. Vulay Sachras, they don't argue. Vulay Oref, nobody's in the back. Vulay Efa, nobody's tired. So, Vizoy Achar Akasha, Akkar Matruna was allowed to sit down. It says, you're not allowed to sit down in Shemayim. Rashi's Lay Amid Le Gassinan. Lay Oref, the Bechol Tzideyem, Yeshlem Ponim. A Malach, by says, wherever you look at them, they have faces. There's no back to the Malachim. Efa Yofa, there's no, they're not lazy, tired in Shemayim. Shema Chas Vesholem Bez Vashuya saying, that maybe there are two Rishuyism here, two different Hashems, two different gods. Is Avkul and Matrunyan, they took Matrunyan out, Umachyuhu, Shisin, Pulsidinura. They gave him patch 60 hits of fire. In Omele, they said to him, my timer, ki chazisa lekam to mekamei. Like, how come you didn't stand up? So, in other words, Achav did the chet here that he was Chosha, there are two Hashems, two Rishuyas, he became an apikurvis. And the reason why they hit the Malach got a 60 klep here, Taisa says, is just to show that he's just like any other Malach. There are no two Rishuyas, there's only one Hashem. Like, that was his kasha, how come Matrunya was sitting down? You're supposed to be sitting up. Supposed to be standing up. So the Mara says that, is Yoyev Le Rishusa Le Minchok Zachvos Ed Yachar. That now in Shemayim they gave Matrunta the permission to wipe out all the tzchusim, all the merits of Acher. Yotze Basko v'yorma, Basko went out and said, Shuvu v'onim shevavim, chutz mi'acher, that Hashem will accept the Baal Shuvah, if the children do Shuvah, chutz mi'acher, Hashem won't receive, won't let Acher do Shuvah. Is Omos Acher said, Hoyel v'yitrid, hu garvim hu alma, since Mashma I'm thrown away from Gan Eden, from Shemayim, they don't receive me, they're not going to mekabel my tshuva anymore, is leifuk, let me go out of here in Shemayim, and l'sani b'yala alma, let me go down again to this world, and I'll enjoy myself in this world. That was Acher. He did something wrong in Shemayim, he came up, he curves there, he thought like there were two Hashems there, and because of that, the Pasuk says, shuva b'anim shebevim, Hashem will receive b'al tshuvas, but not Acher. And this, he said, okay, if so, if I'm not going to get Elam Haber anyway, I may as well go down and enjoy this world. Is Nofak, he came down in this world, Nofak Achar Latabas Ruah. He came down and started to do bad things, he became an Apikurus. Nofak, he came Ashkach Zoyna. The first thing he did, he found the Zoyna. Tovo, and he said, let's have Nustab with her. Ormule, she said to him, Falav Alisha ben Avuyat, aren't you Alisha ben Avuyat? This is Acher. They call him Acher. Originally, his name was Elisha ben Avua. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was Rabbi Meir's Rebbe. But at the end, when this happened, he became an Apikurus. So the Zoyna knew him as Elisha ben Avua, big Talmud Chacham, is at. So Avad, like, you're joking with me, not going to have znus with me. Is what did Acher do? Or Elisha ben Avua? Oka pugla mi mishra b'Shabbos. He pulled out the radish that was growing on Shabbos. The Yoyevlo and gave it to her. So you have to say, I'm not a tzaddik anymore. I'm not even a Shomer Shabbos anymore. Omro, so the Zoyna said, Acheru, he's a different person in the Chlam. He's not Elisha ben Avua. He wouldn't rip out a radish on Shabbos. Yeah. So was the Maisa Acher became, Raz, Nus. He became an Apikurus. Shoyal Acher, Shabbi Meir. Li Acher, Sheyos Latabas Ro. After Acher, the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir turned to be an Apikurus, he asked now Rebbe Meir. Omalei, he said to Rabbi Meir, my v'chsev, what does the Pasuk say? Gam ezeh luma zeh osa lakim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made one against the other one. What does one against the other one mean? Omalei, that koma shebora Kadosh Baruch Hu bora kinegdoi, whatever Hashem created, there's something the opposite of it. There are always two parts to it. Like it says, that bora horim Hashem made big mountains, bora givois, he made hills. Bora Yamim, he made big oceans. Bora and Horus, he made rivers. Is Amalai Rabbi Kiva, Amalai Rabbi Kiva, Rab Cholio Makach. So Acher said, no, your Rabbi Kiva didn't say like this. Ela Bora Tzadikim, Bora Rishoyim. Hashem created Tzadikim, and the opposite are Rishoyim. Bora Gan Eden, and the opposite is Bora Gehenim. Kol echad v'yechad yesh lo beis chalokim. Every person has a chelik in both of them. Echad b'gan Eden v'yechad b'gehenim. A person has a chelik really in both. You have Yerusha in both. Zochot tzadik noto chelkoi v'chelik chaveru b'gan Eden. If you're a tzadik, so you take your chelik and your other friend's chelik also in Gan Eden. Nischaiva, Russia, if you become a Russia, you do bad things. Not a chelik of a chelik haveru b'genim, you take your chelik and other chelokim, other people also in Gan Eden.
In Gehenim.
Is Omarav Meshashia, my crow, where's the posik for this? Kabri tzadik in the posik says, Ksiv, Lochein bi'artso mishne yirshu. That mashma mishne, a double portion you get. Sometimes tzaddikim, like you do tzaddik, so you get your portion, and from the other Rishoyim that lost their portion in Gan Eden, you'll get their portion also. Kabi Rishoyim Ksiv. Kabi Rishoyim Ksiv, by Rishoyim the Pasuk says, O Mishneh Shivroin Shivram, that a double portion broken they'll get in Gehenim. As a Rasha gets his portion, and he'll get the portion of tzaddikim also that don't do Ra, he'll get their portion also. After again, Acher became an apikoris, went out to do bed. He asked his Rabbi Meir. He asked his Talmud Rabbi Meir. My dechsev was the pasuk say lo yachenu zohov, that the gold is not worth it. Uzchuches utumurasa, that zchuses is glass, can be the tumura take the place of it. Klipos of pure gold. Omaloi, so what does the pasuk mean? Eilu divrei Torah. She'er koshen l'kenoisen k'kli zov l'kli poz. It's very hard to be kind to learn Torah, like it's hard to get the golden kli. V'noichen l'yavdun k'kli z'chuches. But you can lose it very fast, like you can break a glass. There's guys who must go back on Acher. That even though you're a big time chacham, you're losing everything right now. So even though you learned a lot, it's possible to lose it all, to forget it. Omalo Rabbi Akiva. Omaloi, so he answered back, Rabbi Akiva Rab Chuliomakach. Your Rabbi Akiva didn't learn like this. Elo, Ma Kli Zobu Kli Schuches. Afo Pi Shenishbru, Yeshlem Takona. That even though they break, you could fix them. You can melt them down and make it over again. Is the Af Talmud Chacham? Afal pi shesorach yesh le takona. Talmud Chacham, even though he did a chet, he did something wrong, there's still takona, he could do tshuva. Omar Lois, Rabbi Meir said back to his Rabbi Acher, Afato chosavacho. Like, you also do tshuva. Good, you became an apikoresh, you're doing ra, but you can do tshuva. Omar Lois, Acher said back, no. Kvashamatim Yahuri Apargud. I heard already in Shemayim that they said on the Posig, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim. Chutz mi Acher, Hashem will accept all the Shuvis, but excluding Acher, Acher Hashem won't accept. So Mefarshim say the Pshat is that Avad, if he would have done Shuvah, Hashem would have accepted it. It just means that Almol is Azach, Hashem gives us Yat the Shemayim, Hashem helps you do Shuvah, and by Acher they wouldn't give him any help. Shuva Varam Shuva means Hashem helps about Shuva do Shuva. Chutz Meyacher. Same as brought down by Paro in this week's Paro and all these Pashas now. That Hach Meyachbed Lel Paro's Liboy. Paro made his heart hard. He didn't want to listen. So the Rambam says the Pshat is that sometimes a person can do so many Chatoyim that Poshet Hashem doesn't help you do Shuva anymore. There's a Hachbidus Alev means in Shemaim they don't help you. But Avad, if you do Shuva, if you want to, you could do Shuva. So was Acher made a mistake. Acher thought that the pasuk says that I can help him. He can't do tshuva, and it was a mistake. If he would have done tshuva, Avad Hashem would have accepted him. Tana Rabbon, Ma'isa b'Yachor. And again, the story happened with Acher. Shoyer Roichav al Asus b'Shabbos. Again, as after becoming an apikoris, he was riding on horse on Shabbos. Voyer Rabbi Meir Mahalach Acher of Lil Meitera. Rabbi Meir's Talmud still learned Torah from Acher. Because even though Acher became an apikoris, but Vasis was still a big Talmud Chacham. He still knew Pshat in the Gemara and the Psukim, and Rabbi Meir was still learning from him. So Rabbi Meir was going after him even on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir was walking after his Rebbe to learn from him. Omaloi Rabbi Meir, Omaloi. So Acher told Meir, Omaloi Meir, Chozul Achrecha, Shekvar Shiarti Biakve Yesusi Adkan Tchum Shabbos. You, Rabbi Meir, you're a Shemesh Shabbos still. Don't walk any further. Up until here is Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk further. Ich bin not Epicurus, really, I can do what I want. But you're still a Shem Shabbos Meir. Don't go any further. Here's the Tchum Shabbos. Om Aloy, so Remei again told back to Achur, Afata Choyze B'choy, so I see like you know what's going on. You also come back via Shem Shabbos. Do Tshuva. Om Aloy said back to him again, Nochemol, for like for Matlecho, didn't I already tell you once, that for Shematim Echaruya Pargud, when I was in the Shemayim, when I went into the paradise, I heard them say up there that Tshuva Vonim Shevavim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps Pal the Tshuvas come back, HaBechutz Meyachur. For Nachur, I'm not going to be helped, or he thought that he won't be able, they wouldn't be Mekabla's Tshuva at all, therefore he might as well go down and enjoy life and not do Tshuva. Talk for Yalayla Be Medrasha. So Rabbi Meir slept him into the Beis Medrash. Omalelianuka Pasuk Lipsakecha. So the kid, Achor told the kid there, let me hear a pasuk you're learning. Omaloy, the pasuk sounds like this. Ein Sholem Omer Hashem L'Rishoyim. There's no peace for Rishoyim. So in other words, like, Achor, don't be a Rosh, do tshuva. Ayla L'Vei Kenishta, Achriti, went into another Beis Knesses. Again, Omalelianuka Pasuk Lipsakecha. He saw a kid there, he told the kid also, let me hear a pasuk that you're learning. Yeah, Omaloy, Kin zend the pasuk kiim techapsi banasa v'tar b'lecho burius nechta mavonecho lefonai. Now, a person will wash himself with soap and clean himself. The averim will go away. In other words, if you do tshuva, Hashem takes away averis. Vaita achad and listen and went vaitem. Alu levei kenishta achriti. He went into another base. He went to another base of kinesis. Sand. The Tais brings down and the Shalmi brings down and says the ma'isa was that heavy amu ma'isa avua. Of the having Migdali Rishlaim, that Avua's father was a big god in Rishlaim. Well, Beyoim Shabbal Amule, the day he came to make the Bris Mila for Avua, for his son, Koral Achol Gudali Rishlaim. He made a big Bris, he invited all the Choshev people in Rishlaim. The Yeshiva Mabeis Echot, the Reb Lazar, the Reb Yeshua Bemakim Acher. He had all the Gudali Rishlaim in one place, and he had Reb Lazar and Reb Yeshua in another place. Mindy Achlin, the Shorin, Metavkin, and Muraktin, that some of them were dancing there. Amri, they said, Adi Olin, Askim, and the two, Nasib, they done. Their Isaac and dancing by the Bris Mila will be Isaac and Torah. Yoshua and Isaska, but they were Torah. So it says, Jabalazan and Yeshua sat down to learn Torah by the Bris of Avua. Yordu Eshim and Ashmayim. They were learning Torah the way you're supposed to, and a fire came down in Ashmayim. The Kifu Isam, and it went around them. Omullah and Avua. So the father said, Abba Gavrin, Ma Bosim Nisra Vesi. Like they said, what's going on? They're coming to burn down our house. Oh my Lord, they said back to him, Chas v'sholem, we're not coming to burn down any houses. Elo Yoshvin Oyinu, V'choizvin Bivrei Torah, Mitorah L'Neviyim, L'Neviyim L'Ksuvim. V'yuadvorim Smechim Kinesin Nosim Misinai. Loi Beish Nitnu. That we're just sitting down to learn Torah, and we're learning it the way it was given on Sinai, and Torah was given B'yesh. Therefore, now also, when we're learning Torah, Eish comes down. When a tzaddik learns Torah, Lishma, an Eish comes down. As Eilayim said, he was mayor that he saw once a tzaddik was learning Torah, and an Eish came down around him. So that was the maaseh by his bris, that his father saw this fire. In Zomah, the father said, Hoyo v'kach koichosh of Torah, since I see how great the limit of Torah is, that the Torah can cause you mamish, then Eish could come down, im yiskayin ha-ben azil ha-Torah, ani mafrishoy. If my son would live, I'll let him become a ben Torah, I'll let him learn Torah. That was the mindset with Avu's father. So Tosha says, Lufi, Shloihoisa Kavanosa Lashemayim, Lufikach Leniskayim Boy. Therefore it didn't come out. That since his father, even by his bris mila, by Avu's bris mila, the father only said, I'll let my son learn Torah, because he saw the way the fire came out. Now he had in Kavana then, not willing Lashem Shemayim, just in order to be a big person. So the Kavana wasn't the right Kavana from the beginning. Therefore, when Elisha ben Avua, he grew up to be a big Talmud Chacham, but his Torah didn't stay with him. At the end, he became Acher, became an Apikuris, because at the beginning, it wasn't there L'Shem Shemayim. The famous Mice is always brought down. Right. So Kitzur now, Elisha went to another base of Medrash. Achrid Omel El Yanuki told the kid, Psuk Lipsakecha, let me hear a pasuk you have to say. Omale, he said, the pasuk says, V'at shodud, matasi, ki subishi shoni, ki sadi yadi zov, ki sikri bapuch, enayich, lashov tisyafui. Those again the same thing. that if you do ra, you can do tshuva. Come back and clean yourself. Don't be a fool. Nachemol alal beik nishta achriti. He went to another beit haknesses. Adiyalal treisa beik nishta. He went to 13 different shuls. Kula poskul leiki agavna. All the kids there say this, said over the psukim the same way. So you have to say, Acha, you should know, do tshuva, Hashem will be mekabel you. Don't remain to be a Rosha. Lebasu, when he came to the last shul, Omalei, possibly psakecha. Didn't give up yet. He told the last kid, let me hear your possibly you have to say. Omalei, he said the possibly like this, and tell him, Ola Rosha, Omalekim, Malacha, Lesapa, Chokai. Like to a Rosha, what do I have to say my Torah for? Like, what is a Rosha learning my Torah for? Is a who yenuka have a megam game belishne? This kid didn't speak too clearly, and is making a little mistake the way he pronounced the words ishtama kamadiyama uli alisha omar lakim, as if to say Hashem is talking to Elisha ben Avu, he's talking to him Amish, he's talking to Achat, saying that mali lechol asapahugo. What are you learning my Torah for? So that's what the kid was telling Elisha, that like Hashem is telling you, what are you doing? What are you learning Torah for? Still, you're a Russia. Is Ika the army, some said of Isa was like this. Sakina heavy bade. Elisha ben Avua, this Acher, had a knife with him. Vikari cut up this kid. Vishadrila Teresa Bekanishta. And he sent pieces of him to the 13 different shuls. Ika the army, some say, just Omar. Acher said, Ihavoi biyodi sakina, if I would have a knife on hand, heavy Karan alay, I would rip him up. That was the Isa with Acher.